David, thank you so much for joining me. Have you worked with insects before?
I did a book called Bug Music, which was timed to come out in 2013 when periodical cicadas came out where I live in New York State, north of New York City. But the first time I heard them was in Illinois and in Missouri in 2011 when I was working on that book. And here we are. It's 2024. The most number of cicadas I ever experienced was in Lake Springfield, Illinois. And we took these cicadas and brought a few of them into Champaign-Urbana for a concert that night. Five cicadas were put on a microphone. They performed, and the next day we brought them back to the exact same place to make sure they weren't too traumatized.
Do you even have a process of how you approach your interactions with nature when you do these concerts?
Yeah, I'm playing the things that I play. I play wind instruments, clarinets, and flutes. But, you know, in 2011, I started playing like electronics live. Since then, you know, what's evolved? Now we have like different kinds of speakers you can put in trees, like Bluetooth speakers that can make the sound you're playing right there with the bugs, not quite next to you. And then I'm also going to do more macro filming and photography with these kinds of really super close-up lenses. And unlike just about any other animals in the natural world, where you're carefully trying to film them doing things. There's so many cicadas. You can find whatever you want to film. They're doing it right around you. And you can move them around, pick some up, put them here. They're very cooperative. They don't fly away. They're not scared of you. They have no fear because they outnumber you. So the kind of musicians and performers that work well with this are those, for me, comfortable with improvisation or adjusting their music to playing with these musicians that you can't really talk to.
Yeah.
It's very humbling.
It is. Like you said, they'll outnumber and you just kind of have to go with whatever they're doing. They kind of are like a million conductors to whatever you have.
But they do things that we know. Like there's three species simultaneously that come out. And in some sense, six this year. Wow. But each brood has these three species that have a characteristic, I would say, musical approach to what they do with sound. Like Magicicada septendecim, the most well-recognized one, makes this main sound called the pharaoh sound. Pharaoh, pharaoh. And if you have millions of pharaoh sounds, ooh, 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 many of them, they overlap and you just hear the drone. The tail end disappears if you have millions of them doing it at the same time. It's like an acoustic illusion. So the way they organize themselves is around this steady drone. Okay. The other species, the Magicicada cassini, they make this weird noisy sound like. And if you have millions of them, you'd think it could just be noise like. But they figured out that's a problem. So they do this wave-like quality. They go like. They synchronize themselves, and when they're not singing, they jump up and fly. It's like doing the wave at a football game or something, but they all do this motion together just to get this sound effect that's like a waving rhythm. So they can hear themselves against that drone. Third species, Magicicada septendecula, and they have like a regular, you know, shaker type rhythm. All synchronized together. So you have three basic sounds. It's like I could write this down. I could write a composition called Periodic Cicada. Everyone in the group has to do one of these three things.
What would you say to people who are hesitant to even approach the outdoors because of this?
Sure. Or if they say, I'm not going out until the cicadas leave.
Exactly.
Like, oh my God, yuck. I would just go out and listen to it. They're harmless. They're not going to hurt you. They're not going to destroy your crops. They might eat some leaves on some trees. Those trees are going to survive. They're going to be gone pretty soon, and you're not going to see or hear them for 17 years or 13 years, or if you're at the convergent point for 221 years. Next time you're going to experience something like this, it's an extraordinary wonder of nature. Nature's full of beautiful creatures trying to find a way to survive.